Manchester City are still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again, and Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
Yeah, this is going to be a hot show tonight. A couple of things before we get going. Well, a lot of you are out there here in Houston still figuring out big life decisions forced upon you by Hurricane Harvey. Our thoughts are with you tonight, as well as those people in the valley. Down in anywhere in the Gulf that's been affected by all this. We're thinking about the Caribbean, the U.S. Virgin Islands. We're thinking about the British Virgin Islands. We're thinking about Puerto Rico right now. We're thinking about Mexico City, Miami. It's unbelievable. I myself, my family has dealt with two Cat 5 hurricanes on the island of St. Thomas. And then, of course, all our great friends here in Houston have been displaced and are trying to figure out how they're going to live now. I was one of the lucky ones here in Houston not to be thrown off by the flooding. So we'll do this show tonight with all of you in mind. It's been a rough couple of weeks. I don't think there's any question. We got a lot to talk about tonight. What's on your soccer mind? The phone lines are open tonight at 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. So the platform is yours. I'm a little disappointed, to be honest, with the Dynamo fans. I don't know where you are. I don't know why there's not more commentary on the Dynamo situation right now. I frankly don't understand it, or maybe I'm just, my head's buried in the sand, and that's just how relevant we are in Houston right now. The Dynamo are in a huge playoff fight right now. They're below the playoff line after the loss. Two consecutive games shut out. They're on their way to take on David Villa, one of the hottest strikers in Major League Soccer, in New York City FC in East Hartford this weekend. This is an epic fail if the Dynamo don't get into the playoffs. And I don't care about you need time to put it together. Of course you do. This is a good enough team. It's got a good enough manager. They just can't figure out how to get it done on the road. So we're going to discuss that tonight. Eddie Robinson will be in studio here as well. 713-780-3776. If you want to talk Premier League, I'd love to talk that as well. Chelsea and Arsenal, 0-0. That's proof that a 0-0 game can be entertaining and exciting. Manchester United rolls 4-0 over Everton. Now, that's closer than the score indicates. It was 1-0 up until, I think, the 82nd minute. Wayne Rooney had two chances to equalize. How remarkable would that have been at Old Trafford? But Valencia had staked United out to a 1-0 lead. Mkhitaryan, Lukaku, and Martial in a span of about 9 minutes. So Houston Red Army, if you're out there and you want to talk about your team, let me know. Chelsea fans, Bayou City Blues, if you want to talk about your team, bring it. Liverpool, 1-1 with Burnley. Liverpool continuing, well, the poor people over at the Gorgeous Gale in the Liverpool Supporters Club here in Houston. They may be walking around just stunned. Pep and Manchester City, 6-0 over, who did they play? Was it Watford? I think it was Watford. 6-0. Hat-trick for Sergio Aguero, Gabriel Jesus, or Jesus, if you're English. That's what they say. I think it's Jesus. Sterling and Otamendi. 6-0. Again, Dynamo in action, 2 o'clock this weekend. We stream at ESPN975.com. You can hit me up at Twitter during the show. We're also Facebook Live here, courtesy of Victor Ariza. Twitter, hit me up, Glenn Davis Sock. Facebook, Soccer Matters. We've got 7,000 to 8,000 downloads monthly. We thank you for that. Our show is podcasted at podcastarena.com and on iTunes. So thank you for making it happen. And remember, we want your feedback. We want you to give us opinion. Agree, disagree with me, disagree with other callers. Hold me to the fire. Hold anybody on this show to the fire. Hold the other callers to the fire. Roundtable tonight with Eddie Robinson and Jan Christensen, the Great Dane, is going to be in studio as well. Alexi Lalas is coming up. And in a minute, I'm going to play your sound again, his rant and his take on the U.S. national team. And we're going to talk about the response from Michael Bradley. And we're going to give Alexi an opportunity to expand on this. 713-780-3776 is the number. The Dynamo have now lost two in a row. Talked about that. These are tough times right now. 4 weeks ago, they were in first place, I think, 4 or 5 weeks ago. What's going on with the Dynamo? And where are you, Dynamo fan? The fact is, they can't get it done on the road. I'm sorry. And you can't say, well, it's tough for everybody on the road. It may be, but you're not going to get in the playoffs without winning a road game or two. You got to win two or three of them. You got to get some points. Draws aren't doing it. And it's a little bit scary right now. The Dynamo at New York City FC, Wednesday at home against LA, who is apparently getting smacked right now by Atlanta. And then Saturday, Minnesota. Now, what's tricky about this is a road game at New York City FC in East Hartford. The Dynamo catch a break there because they get to play on a bigger surface, which is good. I think it would have been more difficult for the Dynamo in the confined dimensions of the matchbox of Yankee Stadium. So that might be a good thing for the Dynamo in East Hartford. Then they come back at home to LA. And then Saturday, Minnesota at home. So they've got 3 games in 10 days. So you're saying, well, we should beat LA at home and we should beat Minnesota. You said that about Colorado. I do think the 17-day break certainly has affected their sharpness without a competitive game. That's evident because you can look at the way they played the last 2 games and you can see their sharpness is still lacking. For me, not enough chances on the road created. Sure, Kubo Torres flicked one off the post. I get it. Sure, Albert Elias cut one back on his left foot and could have scored. I get it. Not good enough. It's not sharp enough. It just didn't feel it, okay? It's not just about the analytics, folks. Not enough chances created for me. I don't know about you. Then they get a big break. They'll play in the Dynamo Charities Cup against Cruz Azul. And then October 11th, Sporting Kansas City here in Houston. October 15th at Sporting Kansas City. So in the span of 4 or 5 days, they're going to play Sporting KC. And that could be the season right there. And then they end it with Chicago and Bastian Schweinsteiger. Who knows what Chicago is going to be playing for at that point. Six to go, 2 on the road, and 4 at home. So, Dynamo fan, if you're out there and you have an opinion, I would love to hear it. Because frankly, this is the only show that talks about the Houston Dynamo during the week. And I'm really wanting and desiring you to take the platform, you to talk about the team, you to tell me why you think potentially we're struggling. It would be such a shame. With the great remake of this roster by the Dynamo, the turnaround at home, not to make the playoffs this year. It'll be a body blow. We'd be 4 straight years without the playoffs. And the Dynamo need playoff soccer badly here based on everything else. So, with that in mind, 713-780-3776. Now, what we'll also be keeping an eye on this weekend is San Jose at DC United, FC Dallas at Minnesota, and Real Salt Lake at home against Seattle. So what is it on the road? You have to think it has become psychological here for the Dynamo. You have to begin to think it's more than just working harder. There's something mentally going on wrong here. Travel, the lack of comfort, whatever it is. But you have to be road warriors to a sense. And did the Dynamo improve on the road? Sure they did, but it led to a bunch of draws. It's still only one win on the road. It doesn't get it done. It could possibly, but you're going to have to play on the road in the playoffs. So, 713-780-3776 on the Dynamo. Let's get your Premier League thoughts, and we're going to get Alexi Lalas on here in a second. We're also going to re-air his soundbite, and we're going to talk to Alexi tonight about the response from Michael Bradley. And Michael Bradley responded to Alexi stirring the pot in a big way and shouting out and calling out people. Michael Bradley's response, and I love the first part of his response. Michael Bradley's response was, part of being an athlete, a competitor, is understanding that everybody has an opinion, especially in the world today. Now, he told this to Sportsnet in Toronto. Everybody has a platform to fire off a hot take. You're in the wrong business if that throws you off. At that point, Michael says, we played poorly in two games in World Cup qualifying, and you let it go. But he didn't want to let it go. He wanted to get on Alexi's level, and that was the second part of his response, which is this, quote, you use it in the right ways. You use it as motivation. You make sure you don't forget the people along the way who had a lot to say. Now, I'm not sure what that is. Is that a threat? I don't know what that is. Or maybe it's used as motivation. One of the recent sayings that I've seen that I like is the lion doesn't care about the opinion of the sheep. I'll leave it at that. It's pretty fitting. So the first part, he should have quit after that. He would have looked like a captain to me. The second part, why go there? So let's hear Alexi, and we're going to get Alexi on here in a second. Let's get reminded of Alexi's, what he did at halftime at an MLS game, the criticism of the U.S. national team. Here it is.
It's dark days indeed, but this is a time for leaders to step up. And so to the supposed leaders, I will say this. All right, Tim Howard. Tim, the Belgium game ended 3 years ago. We need you to save the ball now. Jeff Cameron, clean it up or let's get someone who will. Clint Dempsey, yeah, you're a national team legend. Now we need you to be a national team leader. Michael Bradley, the U.S. does not need you to be Zen. The U.S. needs you to play better. Josie Altidore, is this really as good as it gets? Because it's still not good enough. Bruce Arena. Bruce, Jurgen Klinsmann lost at home to Mexico. You lost at home to Costa Rica. This is now all on you, not Jurgen. Oh, and by the way, to all the guys that I didn't mention, it's because you don't even warrant to mention. That includes you too, Wonder Boy. So, what are you guys going to do? Are you going to continue to be a bunch of soft, underperforming, tattooed millionaires? You are a soccer generation that has been given everything. You are a soccer generation who is on the verge of squandering everything. So, now it's time to pay it back. Make us believe again. You don't owe it to yourselves. You owe it to us. And get off my lawn.
All right, with that, we bring on Alexi Lalas. He joins us now from, I believe, Los Angeles, California. Alexi, thank you for coming on.
Good evening. How we doing? Yes, from lovely Los Angeles.
Have you had to kick anybody off your lawn? Any stray guys come on the lawn?
Oh, no. The grumpy old man has had a quiet week. Quiet week. So onward and upward.
All right, let's dig into this because I think there's some bigger picture things here. First, why that strong a criticism?
Why that strong a criticism? Well, I mean, was it that strong? I mean, it depends. I guess that's debatable first and foremost. Number two, I have a platform and a format that I need to use each and every week. Sometimes it's much more in the weeds. Sometimes it's much more big picture. But I like to make sure that no matter what I'm doing on television, that it is both informative and entertaining. And when it comes to the national team, we were at a point, obviously, after that horrible week where everybody was not only thinking about what had happened, but also thinking about and discussing the possible the possibility of not getting to the World Cup and the ramifications. And so I just thought that from a timing perspective, and keep in mind that I work for Fox, ESPN had televised the game, and so I had watched it. Well, the first game I actually was at, and then I'd watched the second game, and I was not working it, so I had not had an opportunity to lend my voice to what I felt. And so it came from, as you know, a place of passion and a history. And looking at it and looking at the reaction of it, are there things that I would have probably tweaked or changed? Yeah, probably. But you know what? It's live television, and I have a minute in order to get my point across. There's no way you're going to please everybody. But ultimately, my job is to give my opinion with the recognition that when I do so, I have to do it, like I said, in an entertaining way. The words that I choose are by design. But what I say is going to have ramifications, and I accept that, and I understand that, and I stand by and own the words that I said, and from where it came, which was ultimately out of a recognition of where they are right now and a desire and a plea for that leadership to, as I said in the piece, make us believe again. Because I unfortunately feel like there's a lot of people right now that don't necessarily believe. And in no way was I implying that these guys don't care or even don't understand necessarily the situation that they are in. But I think it was worth repeating. And I did so, and they don't have to listen to me. As a matter of fact, I don't think many of them will. It really doesn't matter to me.
But here's what I like about this. Number one, you've brought tremendous attention to the sport of soccer. And I honestly believe we need more of this. I'm sorry, but we need more of it. If we're going to sit here and claim we should be on morning talk radio, then we have to be able to be a little less sensitive. The intent of this, was it to stir the team into producing better play, or was this purely opinion? Briefly touch on that, because I want to get through a bunch of stuff here with you.
No, I mean, there was no intent. I mean, look, if this is used as motivation, then they should pay me, okay? I in no way
Absolutely.
Feel or believe that what I say has anything to do with whether this team plays well or not. And if it does, like I said, then there are much bigger problems, to be quite honest. There is, as I said, I think a responsibility. And keep in mind that there were times in the past where I was a soft, underperforming soccer player, and I needed to be called out on my BS. So this isn't a holier-than-thou type of attitude. This is, as I said, and I knew how it was going to be perceived as, you know, maybe an older guy, and that's why I tagged it at the end with that "get off my lawn," because I knew how it was going to be looked at by some people out there. I truly believe ultimately that this team is going to recognize their responsibility and is going to get the job done over the next two games, and I will be the first one to applaud them, to stand up, to praise them, to thank them. Within reason, because keep in mind, it's still the same thing that and any other team has done since 1990. But the knowledge that they have these two games to get it right, and if it was just a simple reminder, either to everybody and even to myself, then that's okay.
So, Alexi, we're going to go into Michael Bradley's response, but I do want to look. It was a firestorm, and actually, I see most people supportive of you, and I think criticism and healthy criticism, some are going to say it's not fair, you're just throwing stuff at the wall, whatever. But some people were saying, well, Alexi's just jealous. And I know and reference the time period you came from, because I was years before that in pro soccer here, and I know how many people told you guys can't play. You guys are not good at soccer, you can't play. I know how much of that you guys got laid onto, and that was motivating to you. So I know your time period and the reference that you're coming from. But some people out there just said, oh, Alexi Lalas, he's jealous.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that I wouldn't love to have the opportunities and the resources and to be living and playing in a time like 2017 rather than the 1990s or any time in the 90s or the 80s. And I'm certain that, you know, your generation and guys that played in the NASL before me looked at all the advantages that we had when MLS started. And is that jealousy or just a recognition that, man, it's changed? I choose to look at it as I'm so proud of the fact that these guys have all these opportunities. I don't think that necessarily some people might call it a jealousy, but I don't look at it as a jealousy. There is nobody out there that wants this team to succeed more than I do. There's nobody that has an emotional attachment to this team as much as I do. Well, probably as much. There's people out there that certainly have as much, and I can only speak for myself. But I don't think that it was necessarily a jealousy. But look, you know, Glenn, people are going to say everything, and they have the absolute right. And whether it's fans or whether it's other TV commentators, or whether it's players, or whether it's coaches, whether they say something or not, that's fine. I could care. I don't care whether they say anything. And they certainly have a right, just like anybody else, to their opinion, whether it's good, bad, indifferent.
Alexi Lalas joining us here. Okay, so let's go on to Michael Bradley's reaction, which I thought was very captain-like for about half of it, and then it turned into something very, very different. The first part of his response was, part of being an athlete, a competitor, is understanding that everybody has an opinion, especially in the world today. Everybody has a platform to fire off a hot take. You're in the wrong business if that throws you off. If Michael stopped right there, he's captain-like to me. This is where he becomes non-captain-like, and it seems to me to get very personal and not in a place that a captain should go. You use it in the right ways. You use it as motivation. You make sure you don't forget the people along the way who had a lot to say. What is this, Sopranos? one of the recent sayings that I've seen that I like is, the lion doesn't care about the opinion of the sheep. I'll leave it at that. It's pretty fitting. Now, a captain to me would have not used that whole second part of that and would have stayed above board and probably would have tagged it with, we had a poor weekend and we're hoping to make the U.S. fans proud in our next two qualifiers and get to Russia in 2000 and whatever it is, 18. You say.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, you said something there that I think is worth talking about, and that is about being personal. When my kids were younger, they learned the phrase, nothing personal. And what they did was they used it as an excuse to basically say anything. So they would say, hey, you're fat, nothing personal. And I had to explain to them that that doesn't automatically alleviate you of any responsibility from the things that you say. And by the way, anything that involves human being, as far as I'm concerned, is personal. So I never say, well, it's not personal or anything. It's all personal because there are human beings involved and because part of my job is to have an opinion and part, and sometimes that opinion is going to be critical of other human beings. So it's all personal when it comes to what we do on both sides. And that's how I approach my job and that's how I give it out and that's how I accept it. And I understand that. As far as what Michael or anybody else say, I have no problem. I really didn't think of it a whole lot. I actually, all I care about is that whether it's Michael Bradley or anybody else, they find the ability individually and then collectively to get the job done. They can tar and feather me for all I care as long as they qualify for the World Cup. It really doesn't matter to me what they say along the way. They can scream and yell. Just get the job done. That's the most important thing for me. And I actually, I know what you're talking about in terms of being above the fray and you know, the captain like type of thing. You know what? You know, part of being a leader and part of being a captain, I also think is defending yourself and defending your team. And so I really actually have no problem. I look at it in a different way. Is that I'm okay with them coming out. And if they want to come out swinging, if they want to, although it was interesting that ultimately what he said was kind of zen, wasn't it? So
yeah, it was a little
bit zen.
Kind
of proving my point.
Yeah. So let me go on to something bigger here. And this is what I think is bigger here. Are we, and I think we are, that's just my opinion. I think we are, number one, a very sensitive soccer playing nation.
Yes.
And if we are a very sensitive soccer playing nation, I do not see that as a good thing because we do need to have a thicker skin. We do need to have more healthy pressure in these environments in order to get the best out of everybody, whether it's Alexi Lalas, Michael Bradley, Jeff Cameron. It doesn't matter. The whole sport needs that. And I think sometimes we act as though we want to play games in our backyard in New Jersey or in California or in Missouri. And we aren't thinking bigger. And that's part one. And then part two is maybe we're not as good as we really think we are.
Yeah, I think both of those are valid points and I think can be debatable. I will say this. You know, look, you and I have been involved in soccer media for a long time, you much longer than I have. And you know, part of the problem is that in a strange way, in other cultures where soccer is king, there is so much of it, both positive and definitely negative, that comes out there, that it almost becomes this buzz, that it's much easier for people in a certain way and for players and coaches to drown it out because there's just so much of it, you can't keep track of it. And in our soccer culture, while it's expanding and it's getting bigger and it's more robust, it's still small. And when different people say different things, it's almost as if it resonates even more, and it cuts through whatever clutter there is, because there's not a whole lot of clutter out there. As far as being oversensitive, yes, we are oversensitive. We are protective about ourselves and our game. There is you mentioned the mafia earlier. There is an element of La Cosa Nostra in that, we can scream and yell at each other, but certainly when outside sources take us to task for things, we come together. Now there's a good part of that, but sometimes it also means that we are not as, I guess, evolved as we need to be, or we are just afraid to examine some of these things that sometimes come because they're highlighted from people that can have a look from the outside, as opposed to when we are so inside, and sometimes we lose sight of what's important and what we need to be concentrating on.
Alexi, as always, thank you very much. And by the way, if you're in Houston, stay off my lawn. Well, wait a second. I don't even have a lawn.
Hey, look. Onward and upward. It's all going to be good. We're going to get the points that we need. We're going to qualify. And like I said, the players and Bruce can yell and scream and tar and feather me for all I care at that point, as long as they get the points.
Alexi, great stuff. Thank you very much for coming on. We appreciate it. And as always, love your candidness. Keep doing what you're doing. It's important. The sport needs it. And thank you for coming on tonight.
Thanks so much.
All right. That's Alexi Lalas. It's pretty hot take right there. I think it's important. And I think the bigger picture is we are overly sensitive. We really are. And we gotta grow a bigger pair, I think. I think that's one big piece of this. The other thing is, it was interesting that the headline at MLS Soccer from Franco Panizza was Michael Bradley unfazed by Alexi Lalas's pointed comments, which it's obvious Michael was fazed by it because he wanted to respond to it. It's okay. It's all good. He's still a huge piece of the national team, still one of my favorite national team players. But in my opinion, it could have been handled differently. And in the end, one thing's undisputable. It did draw a ton of attention to the sport of soccer. And we need that, and we need entertainment around it as well. It's not just X's and O's. We'll take a break here. It's a Bud Light break.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
Danish Inspirations, Houston Modern Contemporary Furniture Store, invites all of you soccer lovers to Danish Inspirations' beautiful showroom on 2775 Fondren. I'm Jan Christensen, president of Danish Inspirations and a soccer player for 50 years. Soccer is a great sport, and Danish Inspirations is a great modern contemporary furniture store. Go to danishinspirations.com and set your furniture goals. Goal!
Hey, Houston homeowners, John Granato here for Renters Warehouse, your residential property management experts. Are you a part-time landlord rocking rent collection and maintenance repairs? Are you buried in lunchtime errands and after-dinner tenant tasks that take you away from the good life? Well, do it yourself first. It's time to outsource your headaches so you can increase your opportunities. Let Renters Warehouse manage your properties and set you on the fast track to financial and lifestyle freedom. The Rent Estate Advisors at Renters Warehouse specialize in tenant placement with 18-month warranties, rent collection, maintenance coordination, paperwork processing, and much more. There's no marketing fees, no cancellation fees, just total focus on making you money. So stop managing, start multiplying your investment opportunities with Renters Warehouse. Turn your attention to growing your portfolio and your earnings and let them take care of the rest. They'll even connect you to rent-to-state savvy agents and lenders. Call a rent-to-state advisor today at 713-224-RENT or go to renterswarehouse.com. That's 713-224-RENT. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent-to-state.
Now more than ever, you can count on Texas Mattress Makers. The showroom is open and the factory is up and running. Count on Texas Mattress Makers to keep their factory prices low and direct for you and your family. Credit and financing programs are readily available, and our trucks are delivering every day. We're keeping our promise to give you handcrafted, custom-fitted comfort and support while saving at least 50% off retail prices, guaranteed. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price guaranteed. Visit TexasMattressMakers.com or at 4619 Navigation at the corner of Lockwood and Navigation off I-10 East. Tell them I sent you.
Hey, Sean Salisbury here, and I have to let you know about a product that's changed my life and it can change yours. It's called MyPillow. Folks, I used to wake up sore from head to toe. Now, for the first time in my life, I wake up feeling amazing. MyPillow really has changed my life. Check out this amazing American-made product at MyPillow.com. Owner Mike Lindell and his team care about your satisfaction. They'll send you a pillow that fits just right, and they'll let you know just how to use it. Yes, this is a pillow that comes with instructions. They're so sure you'll be satisfied, they offer a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special or call 1-800-951-3938 and use my promo code ESPNQB to get 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows. How good is that? That's 1-800-951-3938 or visit MyPillow.com and use my promo code ESPNQB to get this unbelievable offer right now. Don't lose another night of good sleep. MyPillow.com, the only thing you have to lose is another good night's sleep.
Hello there. I'm the luckiest guy in the world. I've got 22 houses, 3 golf courses, and 4 boats big enough to be houses. Government's shut down if I forget to pay my taxes.
Hey, we're broke.
My 2 cents are worth millions. My checkbook is the most wished for item on Amazon.
I want it.
When I tip at restaurants, the wait staff retires.
Yeah!
But how did I do it all? That's my little secret.
Courier service, here's your big fat check from mybookie.ag.
I'm kind of doing a thing here.
Stop pretending it's a secret. Anyone can win on mybookie.ag. With 50% cash bonuses, great odds, and fast payouts, mybookie.ag is a no-brainer.
Listen, kid, how much will it cost for you to be quiet?
How much you got?
Try your luck today at mybookie.ag and use promo code radio.
Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. Hope you enjoyed that interview with Alexi Lalas. Look, there's big picture to these issues. We can't be sensitive about this sport in this country. That was good entertainment. It drew a lot of eyeballs to the sport of soccer. And for those of you who are saying, well, I want to hear it on Morning Drive Talk, we're way, way away from that in this town. Way, way away from it. And a lot will have to change to even get there. We'll talk more about that tonight with Eddie Robinson. We got a lot to do here on this program tonight. I do want to remind you quickly that this show tonight, well, we got a couple of great things going on. Liberty Kitchen is in the house. Lance Fegan is here. I'm going to bring him on momentarily, but I do need to quickly make a mention here for the Daspit Law Firm. John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, big sponsors of this show. Their personal injury attorneys are going to bring you a personalized approach. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT, 713-322-4878. Whether your car is, whether your accident is car, boat, motorcycle, it doesn't matter. Industrial, you might drive an 18-wheeler. The Daspit Law Firm is going to treat your case as if it's their own. DaspitLaw.com. They're going to work 24/7 for you. They're going to fight for your right for compensation. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. I just ate a Chesapeake crab ball, courtesy of Lance Fegan and Liberty Kitchen. And there better be a few of those, by the way, Tyler. Make sure those don't all go, because I got to get one more.
I just had one, too.
I got to get one more. They're awesome. Did you taste a lemon?
Yeah.
Yeah, taste a lemon. You don't even need to squeeze lemon on them. He comes in now, Lance Fegan. Lance, thanks for coming on.
My pleasure, Glenn. Thanks for having me.
All right. I'm excited to have you on tonight. We got a number of things to talk about. First off, just tell us about the spread you put out in our so-called green room here tonight. Give us some of the dishes you brought tonight.
You got it. It's a mixture of some BRC stuff that we're bringing back, some old-school BRC, and then also some new menu items. So we've got like a chopped Persian salad with a chicken cutlet. We've got our old-school pickling spice chicken wings, the crab balls as well, pimento cheese that we've sort of upgraded a little bit and made it a little creamier and a little bit of spicy to it. And what else we got in there? Oh, and then we talk about our new pork chop that we're getting from North Carolina. And then we have a dry-aged beef program now as well.
Tell me about the pimento cheese, because there's an attraction to it here in Houston.
Well, you know, all that southern comfort food is just what it is. It's comfort food, and I think everybody sort of recognizes that. And I'm not sure how you don't have them on your menus anymore. And a lot of things that actually are on the new menus is sort of bringing back some really old stuff. And I collect old, like, junior league type cookbooks from, like, the early 1900s. And there's some really good recipes in there. They don't look like that on the surface, but so we're taking some of that old modeling and that old school comfort, and we're bringing that into a sort of modern contemporary version of it.
I told, I told Carl Eaves, I said, you know what? We got to get rid of this world's most interesting guy that's on there now and either put Carl there or you there, because you two guys and you guys are creative. I mean, I'll look up and you're looking for new food ideas and you're surfing waves in Costa Rica. And yeah. I mean, you do some really, really interesting things. You two guys are incredibly creative. The locations for Liberty Kitchen: River Oaks, Garden Oaks, Memorial City, The Heights. You are rolling out a menu across four restaurants. I'm very interested to see you explain to me, how do you implement that at Liberty Kitchen? How do you implement a changeover of entire menus with an entire staff? How do you do that?
Yeah, four restaurants in about 9 days with about 400 people. A lot of typing, a lot of sort of discipline in getting these people sort of moving in one northern compass direction. A lot of experience, and I think what I find to be what I think they find most is the experience and the calmness. And the leadership has to be calm. The chef has to be calm. He has to know what he's doing. And we kind of go in there with a little bit of not knowing what's going to happen. And I like that. I mean, as a chef, we kind of don't want everything on paper. But it's a mixture of sort of that creativity and then getting these guys motivated. We've got to test them to see that they're ready for the next level. If you're going to be a chef in any sort of note, you have to be able to roll menus out quickly and efficiently with everybody involved, front and back. But with the four stores, it makes it a little stressful. So I'm trying to plan my my downtime. I'm planning my next trip.
So is it like a is it like a yeah? You're going to need a restroom.
Yeah.
Is it like a an album or back in the day an album where it's got to flow, the menu?
Yes.
You know, how does that?
The menus take anywhere between 2 hours to a couple of days for me to sort of do, and I have a thing where I don't eat for 2 days. Basically, and then I go in really hungry, and it starts to sort of work that way. And it's not unlike my painting. I paint really after my trips. I don't paint during the week, so my surfing painting. So, yeah, I build up with that sort of, you know, what am I wanting to have? And then we look at actual technical skill that's going to take to develop that menu at a level for the cooks to understand.
Yeah, we just, you know, go in there and eat, and we don't realize sometimes what goes, yes, behind running a restaurant. I have a good friend in New York that's got a place called Pig and Cow,
yeah,
K-H-A-O, which is really cool, and it's become very popular, but I've learned a lot about what happens behind the scenes. Yeah. By the way, you guys have a breakfast happy hour. So for listeners that wake up early on the weekends, if you guys want to watch the Premier League, you may like to know that the Heights location, there's a breakfast happy hour from 8 to 9:30 a.m. I'm going to have to get there. $7 gets you a choice of five entrees, orange juice, coffee, milk, $2 Bellini cocktails, Bloody Marys. Why the heck am I not there?
Okay. Yeah, what are you doing?
Oh, that's because those are usually game days. But I can get there early in the morning. That'll give me enough time.
It's a good start day.
Yeah, you know? I need to be there. So tell me a little bit about that, because that's awesome. Is a little bit of Carl in there with the Premier League and all
that? Yes, of course, Carl. Yes. Yeah, and that's, you mentioned Carl and I. And we've really gotten close over the last couple of years. And there's a fluidity there to him and I and how we're developing not only the way things look, but then he has a lot of input in the food and what we want it to look like. So I think it's great. And then and we're always looking for new opportunities out there. I mean, I think if you're in a business right now, especially in the restaurant business, and you're not looking at every opportunity to find a new customer, I think you're selling yourself short, because it's out there.
Yeah, that's just like the soccer business. You can't keep marketing to the same customer.
Correct.
You got to go find the unique ones, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you do that with a differing menu sometimes.
Right, and it's fun. I mean, it's not just a really – it's not a basic egg menu or anything. It's got some fun stuff on there, like some fried rice and breakfast fried rice and things like that.
Hey, so. I didn't introduce you the right way. I got to give you – Lance Vegan is the culinary director and managing partner at Feed Texas, which is the parent company of the Liberty Kitchen locations here in Houston. Again, River Oaks, Garden Oaks, Memorial City, Heights. And the reason Liberty Kitchen is such a great sponsor of this show is Carl and I's connection with soccer. And then I got to meet Lance, and I had always heard the name, in the culinary word here in Houston. And here I am rubbing shoulders with with the big cheese. All right. Talk to me a little bit about the dry aged beef program, because I am a big, and so is my buddy Eddie Robinson, who's coming in. We love beef.
Yeah. I told my partner, I said, we got to make some splashes in some sort of higher end areas as well, because I think we're sometimes priced in the middle of the road, and we're not a big steakhouse. Right. But I said, hey, guys, can you give me a little bit of money to play with steak, and I can give a really good price for a really high end steak. This ribeye that we're doing, this dry aged, $47, 14 ounces. That steak, that exact steak in Chicago is about $68.
Yeah, that's a big steak.
And so we're going to get good value, and we're going to leave a little on the table from a profit standpoint in order to provide just one more little bit of level of service that I think customers will appreciate.
Hey, we all need a little zinc too.
Sure,
it's good for you. Zinc is good for you. Give me a good surfing story. I want to take it in a little different direction. Give me a good surfing story.
A good surfing
in Costa Rica. I don't know.
How about Mexico, where I rolled my FJ about 130 foot off a cliff and I survived?
Tell me about that.
It was either take the bus head on, or just try to get that FJ just a little tighter to the cliff, and I went down. That truck saved my life.
Unbelievable.
Got out.
Roll bar, obviously.
Yeah, and we got out of the vehicle because we were a little stuck at that point. And we walked to the beach, and we caught like 6 foot for about 6 hours. And we're like, I don't worry about the car. We'll get with it later. And we came back. All our stuff was gone. They stole everything out of our truck.
Unbelievable.
But we had a great surf. Yeah. Surf
brush story. With death. Brush with death. But you know what? Those waves are good.
Yeah. I don't know if I could ever find that place again on a map.
All right, how about the whole myth with, you know, my brother's a big diver and spear fisherman down in the Caribbean, and what about the whole myth with sharks and surfers?
I have the ultimate highest respect for sharks. I think most surfers do. We have a fear of them, clearly, and I've run into some very big sharks in my life, but there's a respect there, and I think any other version that we don't permit the selling of sharks in our restaurant. We don't permit anybody fishing with methods that catch sharks. They are they're the leader of the sort of the pack in the ocean, and there's a reason why we're having some difficulties, and because we're killing sharks at unprecedented
cutting
levels.
Cutting their fins off and messing the food chain up, right?
Yes, and you know, as a practicing Buddhist, I find it to be, it's sad, but I have a high regard for them, and I was in a pool last night with a dolphin. We have rescued a dolphin on the coast yesterday, and I'm one of the critical care team members.
Wow.
That's how much I love our ecology of the ocean ecology.
Sure.
And I spent 3.5 hours walking a very sick adult dolphin around a pool in fairly cold water. And that's my gift back.
How's the dolphin doing?
So far, so good.
Good.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll get her back in the ocean soon, or at least to some place that's going to take good care of her.
All right. So before I let you go, the new menu, is it rolled out yet, or when will it be rolled out?
The first one went out to the Heights, which is the originals.
Heights
that went
location.
Out Monday, and we're already packed. Tonight I had dinner with my family. It was delicious.
Awesome.
River Oaks is happening on next Monday. Then Treehouse is going to be Wednesday, and then Garden Oaks the next Monday. And then I'm thinking Nicaragua.
There you go.
October 5th.
Good surfing down there?
Great surfing.
Good
down
surfing
there.
Down there. So just to remind you, I want to remind you here, if you get up early on the weekends and you like the Premier League, get over to the Breakfast Happy Hour. It's the Heights location. That is a spectacular location. It's got a little bit of an Austin feel. Am I allowed to say that?
Sure.
Is that fair?
Well, no, we like Austin.
Yeah. We have the Breakfast Happy Hour there, 8 to 9:30. $7 gets you a choice of 5 entrees, includes orange juice, coffee, milk. There's also $2 Bellini cocktails, Bloody Marys. It's Liberty Kitchen, River Oaks, Garden Oaks, Memorial City, Heights. He is Lance Feagan. He is the culinary director, managing partner. And I'm going to say, might be the world's most interesting man. Lance, thanks for coming in. And we also very much appreciate incredible spread out there. Let's go get it right now.
Yeah, thank you, brother.
All right, Lance Feagan. Awesome interview there. Liberty Kitchen is the place to be. And again, the four Heights the four locations, River Oaks, Garden Oaks, Memorial City, the Heights. And listen, you're guaranteed an amazing meal if you head over there. Right now, the third caller on behalf of Liberty Kitchen. Third caller at 713-780-3776. You get a pair of tickets to the Houston Dynamo LA Galaxy. Third caller, 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5. name is Scott McGrath. The first love of my life, Caroline Knightsbury, was attacked by a swarm of killer bees. At her deathbed, I made her two promises. I promised to name my first child Caroline, and I promised to not rest until I killed every insect on planet Earth. Well, now, just 20 years later, and with the help of my son Caroline, we are well on our way to honoring my commitment. If you have a problem with insects at your house, I strongly encourage you to call McGrath Pest Control at 281-469-8240. My team of bug-killing experts will professionally rid your home of ants, roaches, silverfish, and, of course, those awful flying terrorists. For more information or to schedule an assassination, please go to McGrathPestControl.com. Incidentally, my hatred of rats, mice, and skunks is almost as strong as that of bees. I really hate bees.
Danish Inspirations Houston Modern Contemporary Furniture Store invites all of you sucker lovers to Danish Inspirations beautiful showroom on 2775 Fondren. I'm Jan Christensen, president of Danish Inspirations and a soccer player for 50 years. Soccer is a great sport and Danish Inspirations is a great modern contemporary furniture store. Go to danishinspirations.com and set your furniture goals. Goal!
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. Right now, get any 5 quarts of Valvoline Premium Conventional Oil and an STP filter for $24.99 or an extended life filter for $2 more. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. Critics have so many great things to say about The Good Place, it's darn near impossible to squeeze them all into 30 seconds. But we're going to try. Smart, the LA Times, Ingenious, the New York Times, Hilarious, Variety, Fantastically Funny, Entertainment Weekly, Laugh Out Loud, Hilarious, TVGuide.com, Sitcom, Gold, TV Line, The Best New Comedy, Kristen Bell is Pitch Perfect, and Ted Danson is Divine, E! Online, Your Favorite New Addiction, Hollywood.com, Binge Watch Season 1 on Netflix now, GQ. The Good Place returns tonight after the season finale of America's Got Talent on NBC. Oh, boy.
If you're looking for a change in color, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during the 4-day Super Sale, September 22nd through the 25th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
For many businesses, hiring is tough. You want access to highly qualified candidates fast, and you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, delivering 6 times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
This November, the world comes to Houston. For the first time since 1988, the World Corporate Games is back in the U.S., hosted by the Harris County Houston Sports Authority. This multi-sport festival, with participants from all over the world, is open to everyone. Join and compete against some of the premier companies in the world, while at the same time promote health, fitness, and team building. From cycling to dragon boats, running to kickball, there's something for everyone. Check out WCGHouston.com to register. Harris County Houston Sports Authority. We are Houston Sports.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
Ah, Sympathy for the Devil, courtesy of Guns N' Roses. Tyler Scott was at that show. I was at that show. So was 60,000 of our friends here in Houston. It's a great show. Welcome back. Irish Pub with an Irish feel. That's the Gorgeous Gale. It's the place for you. Soccer fans, head over to the Gorgeous Gale, 5555 Morningside. If you go over there, you can catch all the best soccer matches in the world. The Liverpool local supporters groups over there. Stop in for a pint and a bite. Whiskey offerings are over there. Say hello to my friend Peter. Open feel, lots of monitors, outdoor patio, the Gorgeous Gale, the place to be, thegorgeousgale.com. Azure Salon. It's in the heart of River Oaks. It's in West Ave Shopping. The style is there, excellent. They do a great job of keeping me look good for TV, which I would say is not an easy thing to do. You got to have something to work with. In my case, they make me look probably a little better than I should. Azure Salon, the place to go. Guys, get over to Azure Salon, and the ladies, you're going to be covered. They've got great color cuts, extensions. They're experts. It's AzureSalon.com. And last but not least, Kings Court. The real soccer pub in Edo is Kings Court. It's right next to the stadium at 903 Hutchins on the corner of Walker and Hutchins. 13 TVs at Kings Court. They'll show the Premier League. They show the Dynamo. El Batallona's in there pre- and post-game. It's the place to go pre- and post-game for any matches at BBVA Compass Stadium. Even the upcoming Liga MX friendlies, you name it, get over there. Kings Court has 24 taps, a full bar. Say hello to Jay. They got great pub food. Butter chicken's incredible. Kings Court. It's where I hang out post-Dynamo matches. Visit the rooftop deck and patio, kingscourttx.com. Go down there, say hello to Jay. All right, I welcome you back, 713-780-3776. And for those of you who are tapping in on Facebook Live, we appreciate that as well. You heard Alexi Lalas's comments. Are we too sensitive, you think, as a soccer nation when it comes to criticism in the sport of soccer? And do we need to improve in that area? Because ultimately, that brings out the best in all of us. I mean, I would think the Dynamo, and I feel bad for the Dynamo, that they don't have any real healthy pressure here in Houston. Where is it? It's something they need. It can elicit better performances. It can elicit better play on the field. It can elicit an organization being pushed in the right ways. And that's not to say people aren't giving their best. Of course they are. But it also means that you get an additional boost. When people are critical of me, I listen to it. I mean, unless it's just, you know, a nutcase not making any sense and doesn't like the color of my tie or, you know, the shape of my nose or the suit I wore. If it's something constructive, I definitely read it and listen to it. If I run across it, I'm not looking for it, but if I run across it or somebody sends it to me, and sometimes there's good feedback and it needs to be duly noted. I don't think there's any question about that. So the Dynamo on the road, 713-780-3776. Let's also talk about the Dynamo. Are they going to make the playoffs, Dynamo fan? And are you out there tonight? Also, more response. You heard Alexi Lalas at the beginning of the show, very candid. What do you think about it? 713-780-3776. Why can't the Dynamo get it done on the road? And why aren't the player performances good enough to win games? What is holding them back? Do you have any ideas? Is it psychological? Is it preparation, tactics, motivation? These are all real questions. And there is a concern right now. There's only six games to go. This is not, hey, we got to work a little bit harder. Yeah, I guess, but maybe it's working smarter too. Two straight losses, no goals scored. Lack of sharpness. Again, we could put that down to 17 days without a competitive game. That could factor in. But prior to that, the Dynamo had only one road game. So let's go back. I believe we got a Wilmer Cabrera soundbite here about the Dynamo and the struggles on the road. Here we go.
No, I don't feel like we have lose confidence on the road. We couldn't score. And we couldn't score in two games in a row. So that's a problem. We need to score. And confidence, it's everything is about when you score, you get confidence. When you don't score, you lose confidence. So but yes, it should be a little bit better work now defensively, so we avoid to get a score and we continue pushing. So it's just that balance that we have to create, and now we have 1 week to work on that. Now we've been
So that was Wilmer Cabrera. There's a lot in there. Says we have to be better defensively, better attacking-wise. You know, I don't blame the Dynamo for not working. I think they worked in these last two games. I just don't think they were sharp enough. I don't think they were good enough in the final third. The fact is they only gave up one goal in each game. They don't score a lot of goals on the road. I mean, that's already noted. We know that. So there's something going on there. Let's go to the phone lines and Curtis. Curtis, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Glenn, how are you doing?
I'm good, Curtis. How are you? Well, I'm as good as I can be.
Good. I tell you what, I think I need to make that Liberty Kitchen run one weekend. It sounded pretty good. But
you should see what's out of our so-called green room here. It's unbelievable.
I would imagine. I tell you, just looking, if I went to foxsports.com, they have pretty good stats on the Dynamo, and just mm-hmm. looking over, it's just amazing the shots difference between the home games and the road games, and even the shots on goal. I mean, it's just amazing how different that is when they play at home. And I mean, I would think that the Hurricane probably had something to do with the Colorado loss, but
yeah. But we also can't lean on that, Curtis, as the only thing, because look, the road record wasn't good before it either. But I definitely think we can look at these two games and see a lack of sharpness, and I definitely think there's a path that goes back to that.
Right. So I mean, the good news is they still have plenty of home games. I say plenty. They have more home games than road games to finish out the season. So, if they can duplicate what they've been doing at home for most of the season, they have a chance. So, they need to try to get the ball to Torres more often, but you know, cause he seems to be the playmaker. So, you know, Hopefully we get everybody out there rooting for him.
Curtis, thank you very much for the phone call tonight.
Yes, sir.
All right, so Curtis Wayne in there. Let's keep this rolling. We'll take another phone call. We'll give some more Dynamo tickets out. We'll then go to a break. Again, we're talking U.S. national team and the Alexi Lalas criticism. We're talking the Dynamo, why they can't get it done on the road, and will they make the playoffs tonight? Let's go to Josh. Josh, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Glenn. Well, first of all, soccer matters.
Thank you, sir.
And then secondly, I kind of want to see Mauro Minotas start over Kubo. I think Kubo just hasn't played that well for the past few games.
Yeah, I think he struggled in the last game. You know, some of the bread and butter of Kubo Torres is being able to hold the ball at his feet, being able to fend people off, allow his team to come up and run off him and provide support. I don't think there's any question that that's a big part of his game, and I think he was a big letdown in the last game when it comes to that, if we're really being fair.
Yeah, absolutely. I think with Mauro, you know, I think he's just a little bit more versatile, and, you know, he can pass the ball a little bit better than Kubo, and I think that's what Elise and Kyoto might need, is just to start with Mauro.
Well, look, I think Kubo's a good passer of the ball when he needs to be. I think they are very differing players. I do think Mauro operates better as a central role in between Elise and Kyoto, or two wide guys. So that's the challenge. It's a lot of competition for three playing spots here, and we'll see what's going to happen in the future. I've got to take a break. I appreciate the phone call, Josh. Thanks for bringing that up.
Absolutely.
All right, very interesting tonight. Joey Saputo of Montreal came out and absolutely blasted his team, blasted the coaches, went public with the disappointment that the Impact are right now. They're 6 points out of a playoff spot. Guess what they're doing tonight? They're absolutely destroying Toronto FC. They're beating them 5-1. Now, is this a coincidence that this comes after an owner comes out in the media and is fired up? I think there's a direct correlation there, without a doubt. So for those of you who don't think these things matter sometimes, and the press and criticism can't boost people into performance, I think you're way off base. Going to take a break. Liberty Kitchen. We thank them for all the great food. Lance Feagan coming in studio. Eddie Robinson's about to join me. A reminder here, a moment for John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm are personal injury attorneys. They're going to bring you a personalized approach. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. Accident is a car, boat, motorcycle, construction, plant, refinery, 18-wheeler. It doesn't matter. Daspit Law Firm is going to treat your case as if it's their own. DaspitLaw.com. Call John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. They work 24-7 for you. They fight for your right for compensation. 713-322-HURT. They are bilingual. And right now, pair of tickets. Sixth caller at 713-780-3776. You can go down and see the Dynamo Wednesday, September 27th against L.A. Push for the playoffs. Gio DeSantos, Jonathan DeSantos in town. Break. Whoa!
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.